Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're excited about having our good friend Doug Obie back in the show. Doug has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 6 years. He's a certified financial planner, now emeritus. He's not out to pasture, folks, but he's still holding forth. But he just doesn't do as much as in the retail way as he used to. And what that really means is he's forgotten more about how to manage your money than most people will ever know. He's the author of Money and the Human Condition, and we're happy he's been hanging out with us now for a while. Doug, welcome back.
Jim, it is always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. So Doug, the markets are the equity markets are awfully toppy, awfully frothy. Awful bubbly, and I wonder, you know, you got people out there who you know, all of us have the fear and greed, you know, at the fear and greed is in the same moment, right? It's all up in our head. I don't want to miss anything, but I also don't want to lose anything. What should people be thinking right now? Should they be taking their profits and going home or what?
Yeah, Jim, I will. I'll tell you exactly what I think people should do right now, and I very seldom speak so definitively, but the market does in fact ring a bell at the top. I remember back in 1999 when one of my best friends, who forgot what I did for a living, called me and said, "Doug, you got to get into this market. I'm day trading. I'm doing this and that." And this is a friend of mine that knows nothing about finance. And I said, "Okay, there's the bell. Bing, ding, ding, ding,
yep,
ding. Get
yep,
out."
Yep.
Well, right now you have the retail investor, as evidenced by GameStop, all right,
yep,
massively in the market. All right, that's the bell. Get out.
Yeah, I agree. The greater fool. The greater fool theory that Greenspan talked about is here, and although the GameStop thing was a little bit of a variation, it was a little bit different because that was almost a crusade more than investing, wasn't it? I mean, there was a social aspect to that was different from just putting money into a .com. A company that doesn't even have a website. I mean, in 1999, people, they were doing IPOs for web companies, online companies that didn't even have a website yet, and people were buying them.
Right, that's true. But this, I think, is just an extension of the too many people being very, disappointed, if that's probably a mild word, with the powers that be.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sick and tired of the big guys screwing the little guys.
Well,
and a lot of that had to do with, I mean, Trump winning in 2016,
right,
was that
both
all,
the little guys,
you know, in spades.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I want to come back, make sure we get something before we go run out of time in this segment. GameStop, I'm going to do a real quick analysis. You tell me how close I am. GameStop, folks, is a company that probably isn't worth all that much. But one of the raw problems was the shorters, the hedge funds, were shorting it, trying to drive the price down so they could make money by shorting it. And a bunch of retail folks says we don't like that, and so they ran the price up, and cost the hedge funds, these brilliant hedge funders, billions of dollars in calls, right, in margin calls, And it was a blow for the little guys, wasn't it?
No, it was a blow to the big guys.
Yeah,
all right?
Or the little guys.
They didn't realize the little guy had so much firepower. And they then got caught in what they call a short squeeze, and they, in fact, had to stop buying the stock to cover the stock they had borrowed at lower prices.
Mm-hmm.
And so they actually added to the extreme prices. And if you notice, GameStop went down 100 points yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was totally artificial. But the thing is, one thing that is interesting, this could set the table for maybe a restructuring of some of the things that's happening, maybe some of the bad stuff that's happening on Wall Street. But I've been calling this for a long time. I've been saying those guys are oligarchs, and that Wall Street greed, digital greed, is the problem with capitalism. Tony Till, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.